West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A developer's plan for more than 240 new homes to be built on Asbury Road near Rainy Road in Temple will be considered by Temple City Council next month. According to Mayor Michael Johnson, the developer's preliminary plat had already been approved more than a year ago, but the project never started. Then building requirements in the city changed, and now the developer has to meet the new requirements before moving forward.
The preliminary plat had been approved, but then there's a sunset in a year, and they apparently didn't know that. In the midst of that, there were changes to our code, some improvements, so they got to adhere to those new code requirements.
Johnson says council has asked the developer to redo the plat that was initially approved.
Council voted for them to go back and redo the preliminary plat, get everything on the diagram in adherence with our current code, and then bring it back for reconsideration.
Meanwhile, Temple City Council is expected to approve the millage rate in late August. Mayor Johnson says at this time he believes council will approve a rollback rate. A 43-year-old Carroll County man is sentenced to life without the possibility of parole plus 30 years to serve after a Carroll County jury finds him guilty of two counts of aggravated child molestation, rape, and enticing a child for indecent purposes. In Judge Dustin Hightower's courtroom, the district attorney's office and the Villarica Police Department presented evidence that showed John Earl Mack had sexually assaulted the 15-year-old daughter of a woman he had a prior relationship. The crime came to light when the victim's mother overheard the defendant making comments of a sexual nature to the victim and request oral sex from her. Evidence showed that Mack had committed the crimes at an abandoned home in Villarica and at a residence in Fulton County. He also provided the victim drugs. The Carrollton Police Department is launching a community camera registry in order to fight crime with public-private partnerships. The Carrollton Community Camera Partnership is a voluntary program that invites Carrollton residents, businesses, and neighborhoods to register or integrate their security cameras, providing Carrollton police with a valuable tool to investigate and deter crime. By registering their cameras, individuals and businesses do not grant automatic access to live video streams or footage. Instead, they simply inform Carrollton police of the presence of surveillance cameras at their locations in the event of an incident. Participants do have the option to integrate their live video streams directly into Carrollton Police Department's system. For questions or more information, contact Lieutenant Blake Hitchcock at the Carrollton Police Department. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office warning residents of a new Bitcoin scam they've been made aware. Deputies say they have received a large amount of reports involving Bitcoin transfers. The suspects are identifying themselves as financial institutions and stating that your account has been compromised. The suspects instruct victims to remove funds from their account and deposit them into Bitcoin machines. Deputies say if anyone calls you and instructs you to deposit money into Bitcoin, it is very likely a scam. They say these scammers use calling apps to disguise their number and identities. It's very difficult for law enforcement to track down these criminals, and oftentimes they are in other states or even countries. If at any time you have any suspicions, do not hesitate to reach out to law enforcement and your financial institution before making any transfers. Well, Goodwill and Carrollton hosting a multi-employer hiring event on Tuesday where they say more than 500 full and part-time jobs will be available from companies like ECS Limited, Southwire, and Eagle Eye. Candidates can expect competitive salary offers of up to $20 per hour, openings for part-time positions with other well-known companies starting at $16 per hour will be present at the hiring fair as well. That event scheduled for today from 4 o'clock until 6:30 p.m. at Tabernacle Baptist Church in Carrollton. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.